What's going on? This is episode 333 of the Flip Empire Show, and I'm Alex Pardo.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What is going on, my friend? Thank you for tuning in to another episode here on the Flip Empire Show. Crazy to me how we just keep knocking these down. It's episode 333. Podcast is growing. We're getting more subscribers, more listeners, getting a lot more feedback. So thank you very, very much. If it's your first time joining, welcome home. I hope you stick with us. And I just ask that you you tune into this episode and you go to flipempire.com, you use the search bar, and we have so much content, so many different resources and things we've covered. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast now it's not even iTunes. I recently heard it's like it's Apple Podcasts or something. Anyway, make sure you're plugged in so that you get notified every Monday and Thursday morning when the shows get released. Got some awesome banging content coming for you and some very, very cool experts. Well, the heart of the content on today's podcast episode is I want you guys to look at yourself as a hired consultant where you are looking at your business from an outside perspective, looking at it from a different lens. Here's what I mean by that. If you were to go out and hire a consultant to look at your business and identify the strengths, the weaknesses, the opportunities, the threats, you know, where are you vulnerable? Where are you susceptible to a market downturn? How would your business look? I want you to hire yourself as a consultant, knowing everything you know about your business, but looking at it as if you were trying to put yourself out of business. Does that make sense? I think it was Mark Cuban on a Shark Tank. I want to say it was one of the Shark Tank episodes where, or maybe it was some YouTube video I saw where he's like, there's some punk 16, 17 year old kid in the basement trying to put you out of business. Or there's somebody out there trying to put you out of business. Well, I want you to take that mindset, and I want you to couple that with hiring yourself as a consultant to look at your business and poke holes in it. Where is your business weak? Where is your business? What are the threats to your business, right? How would a market downturn affect your business? Look at it from that lens and just put pen to paper and just think and challenge your team. If you have a team, challenge your team to say, hey, knowing what you know about our business, how would you put us out of business? Where are we susceptible? Like if here's an example, you know, if one person on your team were to leave, what would that do to your business in the short term? What would that do to your business in the long term? Do you have a system, a hiring system, an onboarding game plan to, you know, within a 30-day period, let's say, refill that position? Have you overtrained your staff so that there's a little bit of redundancy, so that if someone on your team were to leave, you have somebody that can step in and fill that role, fill those shoes while you're hiring someone? That's just an example. Again, I've mentioned and I've touched on the market downturn. If the market shifts, what does that do to your business? You got to ask yourself these types of questions, because if you don't, you're at risk. And if you don't, you're putting yourself in a very, very vulnerable position that you don't want to find yourself in. So start asking yourself these types of questions now. One of the things, and I'll give you a perfect example. One of the things that came, we had our quarterly, not too long ago, our quarterly team meeting, and we were asking these types of questions. And one of the things that came out was that we've put ourselves in a precarious position here, our business in South Florida, because for the most part, our main tool is a cash offer. Like when we meet with sellers and when we send offers, that is the primary service that we're offering. We're offering speed, simplicity, convenience. We're offering to buy their property at a discount, obviously cash. But here's the challenge with that. Everybody does that, right? Now, what separates us from others is our credibility, our experience, our knowledge, our core values. our service mentality, that we're genuinely trying to help the seller out, whether we're able to do the deal or not. Our people, our culture, those are the things that separate us from others in our area. But, and here's the but, is that we only have one product offering for the most part. And we've challenged ourselves and say, when we meet with sellers, we need to give them a menu of options. You know, we need to give them three options, possibly four, where the first option is all cash, right? And we offer, again, speed, convenience, simplicity. They're willing to exchange some equity in order to gain speed, simplicity, all that, right? Cash offer, number one. Number two, you may not have heard about this before, but it's something called the novation agreement. Novation, N-O-V-A-T-I-O-N, novation agreement. I'm not going to get into it here because it's not that it's complicated, but maybe I'll reserve that for a different podcast episode. You could actually just Google novation agreement. Essentially, it's a legal way, and we have run this by multiple attorneys. We've run this by Old Republic. It's been, and I know people in several markets that have done this. Novation agreement is nothing more than being able to legally assign, and I'll use the word assign in quotes because technically it's not an assignment, but essentially instead of an A to B and a B to C transaction where, you know, the seller is the A party, you're the B party, your end buyer is the C party, right? A double closing, A to B, B to C. Instead of that, essentially you contract the property with the seller at a wholetail. So there's got to be a little bit of equity in the property. So let's say a property is worth $250 and the seller wants $220. That's very hard to wholesale that property unless you get creative, obviously, with like seller financing. But let's just put that on the side for now. And let's say that you contract the property at $220 or $225 and it's worth $250. Very, very tight to make that deal work, right? Unless you find an owner occupant that has cash or something like that. For the most part, it's not really a rental play, you know, it's not a fix and flip play. Most people would throw that lead in the trash, or they would maybe outsource it to an agent. That's definitely an option. However, an novation agreement gives you the ability to contract that property at the $225, and essentially it allows you to put the property on the MLS, find a retail buyer that's going to get, you know, traditional financing, and essentially the novation agreement allows you to step out of the way, and it's basically an A to C transaction where you can get that spread between the $225 purchase price and whatever the, you know, let's say you find a buyer at $250, take out 3% commission, take out some closing costs, whatever that spread is what you're able to get legally on the HUD by putting the seller and the retail buyer together. That's the extent of where there's more to it, obviously, but in a nutshell, that's how novation agreement works. Option number two. Option number three is listing the property. Now, I have been fighting this tooth and nail for years. I have not wanted to go down the road of listing properties. I didn't want to have to go hire another person. And it opens up a can of worms in my head. But I've really been reluctant, and I've opened my mind to the fact that most of the leads that come into our pipeline, these people want retail or very, very close to retail. Oh, by the way, let me backtrack for a second. Novation agreement only works if the property is in a decent enough condition where a bank would finance it, and there's got to be a little bit of a spread there, okay? All right, so listings. We've met with so many sellers that there was probably an opportunity to get the property listed, put it on the MLS, and get a 3% commission. And it's a way to monetize the lead and generate some additional revenue. So what if you hired a full-time listing agent on your team that, you know, anytime we were not able to get a cash deal, it's not a novation play and it's not a creative or seller finance play, which is the fourth option I'll get to in a minute. We can offer to list the property, put it on the MLS, and with the way the market is, you know, depending on the property, the area, et cetera, it could potentially sell pretty quickly and you can get a 3% commission. So that's a third option. Fourth option is what I just touched on, is creative financing. Now, I highly encourage you guys. As a matter of fact, we're getting one of our team members trained up more on creative financing. You know, property has equity, and the seller wants their price. That's fine. Their price, our terms. And so, learn creative financing. There's several different people out there that are really, really good at teaching it. You can just Google seller financing. There's a ton of videos out there, free resources. Maybe what we'll do is I have a couple of people in mind that I'm pretty cool with that are just ninjas when it comes to seller financing, creative strategies. And we've published some episodes. Rob Swanson is one that I think of. So look up the episode with Rob Swanson in the search bar on flipempire.com. And there's several others. We've touched on creative strategies like that. So now when you meet with sellers, you can essentially offer them 3 to 4 different things. Now look, you don't want to offer so many things because a confused mind says no. And the more they have to think about, the less likely they're going to take action. So keep that in mind. Maybe you just want to keep it to 3 options. Maybe you take out novation because, you know, you just don't know what that is and you don't know how to work it. And you say, hey, cash, listing or creative seller financing. Like, think about how you can help the seller, even if you're not able to buy it cash. And honestly, during our quarterly, I presented that same, hey, put your consultant hat on. And that was one of the first things I thought about is I said, hey, we're one trick ponies right now for the most part. Yes, we have tools to do creative deals, but that hasn't really been our main focus. We're always trying to get these properties at a discount. And I think with where the market is, you have to offer sellers more options because let's be honest, sellers have options. You're not the only show in town. So think about how you can make yourself extremely valuable in the eyes of the seller, where you are a one-stop shop for these people. So that's what I got for you guys on today's podcast episode. Do me a favor. If you have not listened to episode 328, very special, unique, different type of episode. It was a private call that myself, my good friend, Steve Cavanaugh, and Steve Cook, who's also one of my personal coaches, we hosted talking about the group that we have just launched, Ascend. Just, I'm so proud of how far we've come. The people, most importantly, that we've that have committed, that have joined that group. Check it out, guys. Go to, if you haven't heard that episode, go to flipempire.com/episode328. And if you're interested in applying and speaking to us about Ascend, which is a very unique hybrid program, coaching program slash mastermind, check it out. Go to flipempire.com/ascend, which is ASCEND, and go ahead and apply there. We'll chat. At the time that you might be listening to this, it could be full and there might be a waiting list. Either way, just go ahead and apply so you can get notified if a spot does become available or if by any chance there are some open spots left at this point. So check it out, flipempire.com/ascend. This is really, I'm operating within my lane and it's giving me the ability to impact people at a much, much higher, deeper level. People that just want to live more happier, fulfilled lives. And it's not just about making more money and growing a business, which is great. That's a big part of this. But it's also about making sure that that fits within your vision, whatever that may be. So if you're interested in connecting with me and Steve and talking more about that, flipempire.com/ascend. So guys, that's what I have for you. Love you. Appreciate you. And I will connect with you on the next episode. Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.